This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, March 25th, 2020, The Annunciation of the Lord, by Father William Doc Holliday.
A brief meditation this evening on what the Incarnation is. Not what it was, what it is. The Incarnation is something that continues. The Incarnation is the work of the Holy Spirit, just as our Lord clothed himself with flesh and came and dwelt among us. He continues to come down on our altars and clothe himself under the sacramental forms of bread and wine. We have to understand that God continues to work. It is because he is a God of design. God designs things. He designs what he wants to be completed. We probably know more than any other time in history can look at the days in which we live and question as to what God's design is in this matter. God's design is always to the good. The scriptures tell us that he does all things well. All things. Not when things are going well, not sometimes he does things good, and other times they're not quite what they should be. We have to understand that he does all things good. It is the way he's designed things. We have to appreciate the fact that God, in his design, I always use the analogy of a tapestry. Look at the back of a tapestry. All it is a bunch of different colored threads and knots, loose frayed ends. It is actually nothing less than ugly, unless you're into modern art. They're ugly, the back of a tapestry. When you look at the other side, they are absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. That's the way it's going to be when we get to the other side of the veil, should we remain in a life of faith and obedience to our Lord. We get to the other side, and after the judgment is passed, we will turn around and we will see the tapestry in all its beauty. We will understand how come the ugly knots and frays and loose threads were what they were on this side, because it's going to be beautiful on the other. That's why there are no tears in heaven. Everybody will understand why things panned out the way they did, and we will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he did all things well. He always works like that. Our Lord created Adam and Eve. They were sinless, and they were destined for immortality. And then they fell. They lapsed into the temptation before the assault of Satan, and all of a sudden it looked like, whoa, man, that couldn't have worked out well because God designed it a different way. We tried to mess it up. Satan tried to mess it up. We helped him, but God in his design continued on. He lets us know very early on, right after the fall, for instance, that in the condemnation of Satan, he looks at him and says that the seed of the woman will crush his head. Yes, he will bruise his heel, but the seed of the woman will crush his head. That's God's design. In that second reading today, we read that how God did not desire burnt offerings. Did he require of his people Israel? Yes, burnt offerings. Was that his design that the blood of bulls and goats were going to save them? Absolutely not. That was not his design. His design was made mention right after the fall in this idea that the seed of the woman is going to crush that. The bulls and goats and oxen and turtle doves that were killed were not God's design for the salvation. Those were things that pointed forward. They were not the ones who are going to brush the head of Satan. None of them. It was Jesus Christ. Everything pointed forward to our Lord Jesus Christ coming. That was God's design for our salvation. We made it necessary that he design it such, and that's why when we look at a crucifix, we should take it upon ourselves to understand. When you look at a crucifix, you should never, oh, poor Jesus had to die for everyone's sins. No, poor Jesus had to die for your sins. He had to die for my sins individually. All those things that we do or don't do in this world, he had to die for those. So we should take the crucifix very, very personally. It is God's design that he died for the sins of each and every one of us. We have to appreciate that. We consequently should understand that when we face times as we do now, that it is part of God's design. What good can come of this? There's a lot of good to come of this. We will see who is faithful and who is not. We see that up to this point, and we're going to see it more as it goes on. Who is faithful and who is not? Who will go out of their way to try as best they can to maintain a close association with our Lord Jesus Christ? Or will there be those who sit home for weeks on end because I was told I didn't have to go to Mass? Well, we weren't told you didn't have to go to Mass. All you were told that there was a public suspension of Mass. We have to appreciate that. There's been a public suspension of the Mass, but that does not negate your responsibility. I truly appreciate, as I said in my communication this past week, our bishop's commutation of the Sunday obligation and not a dispensation of it. It's not dispensed. It didn't go away. There are other ways in which you are required, obliged to fulfill your obligation. We need to appreciate that. In appreciating that, we have to appreciate the fact that it is in these knots and frayed threads of this public suspension of Mass that it's going to work out for the beauty of the tapestry. God cleans house occasionally. He tries and refines us time and time again through the fires. That is his design. He is a God of order. He is a God of design. So one of the ways that we can prove that there is a God is because of the design of the earth, the order that there is in the earth, the order that should be in our lives and in our souls. This demonstrates a God of order and design. We just need to appreciate him for such. And when we don't understand the directions occasionally, or we don't understand why this thread does this and goes over here and looks so nasty on the back, that it is going to be a beautiful tapestry when everything is over and done with. We are just in that process of it being over and done. We need to appreciate him as the God of design. And we understand the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, the namesake of this church. We have to appreciate the fact that in all its tattered past, when it wasn't a Catholic building, it was filled with Protestants, that now it's part of the Catholic Church. Some of us lived to see that. Others did not. We have to appreciate that just because we might not live to see something or we don't understand it, that it is not his good design. We just have to remember that he does all things well in Father and Son and Holy Ghost.